Hello?
Hello,
Hello?
this is Mai giving you courtesy call back from customer support department. You requested. How may I help you today?
Where are you from? I don't know where you're from, who you're calling for.
We work for a third-party billing company that serves several different products. You requested a call back from us.
Okay, hang on one second. Sorry, hang on one second.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, this is Imai giving you a courtesy call back. You requested a call back from us.
And what is your name?
My name is Maya. We're for a third-party billing
What's the
company.
company? What's the name of the company?
It's a third-party billing company. We service several different products. Someone from this
Okay,
number requested a call back from us.
and this is not the credit card company, right?
No.
Okay, the company I was talking about was called Flaccid Heel Tech Nova.
Are you
Do you
being billed for something?
excuse me?
Are you being billed from that company?
I got some entries on my credit card from that company.
Okay.
And I'm trying to
Let's
find
see.
out what they do and what they sold me, if indeed they did.
Okay, let's first pull up your account. What's your zip code and name?
Which is what?
What is your zip code and name to pull up your
Okay,
account?
my name is Mark, Marc. My last name is Gradstein, Gradstein. And
What's
you
your
want my
zip
zip
code?
code? 94510.
94510.
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment. And how do you pronounce the last name?
Gradstein. And the charges that have me concerned, because I hadn't really noticed them, were all in May, mid-May.
Okay, give me one moment while I'm still looking up the information.
Sure.
Yeah, so far it's not pulling up a grass stain. Would it be in a different person's name?
Well, I'm looking at the account and it says my name. Could be possibly in my wife's name, although I doubt it. Her name is Jane, Jane. Last name is Gorman, Gorman.
Give me one moment.
And the card is from City Cards.
Okay, give me one moment, sir.
Sure.
Gorman. You said, what's her first name?
Her name or mine?
What's her first name?
Jane.
And what was that amount that you would bill for, sir?
Okay, there are. Looks like six charges with different amounts. Or actually
What's that
five
amount?
charges. Are you there?
Yes, what's that amount, sir?
Okay, the first one was $7.48. second one was $6.49.
Okay, so it's not pulling up the information. What's the last 4-digit card number you were billed on?
Card. Let me see. Sorry, I'm looking at the statement. It should be on there. The last 4 digits are 3839.
3839?
Yes.
And, okay, so let's go back over. Give me one moment.
Sure.
Is it Micah Mark? Is it Micah Mark?
Mark, M-A-R-C, and I only gave you 2 out of 5 things.
What's the?
Things.
I'm sorry, you said 2 out of 6 things?
Actually, I think it's 5. It's on a big long list, so it's a little hard to count. But it's those were 2. Then there's 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
And the larger amounts were at the end. I didn't give you those.
I know, sir. Give me one moment. Let's see. Is it your wife's last name? Is it W-I-E-W-E-L?
Her name?
Mm-hmm.
Her last name is G-O-R-M-A-N.
And just say your last name again, sir.
GRADSTEIN. And on the bank statement for the card, my name is what appears.
Yeah, so it's still not pulling up your information with us, but go ahead with the charge amounts.
Okay, the next one is $89.85.
Does it say what you was billed for, sir, the product name?
No, it doesn't. It just says the name of that company and that it's in New Jersey.
And what was the name of the company?
Placid Health Tekinova.
Yes, sir. I'm not familiar with the information. It's not pulling up under your name nor your wife's information. Did you receive an email regarding an order number for a product or anything?
No, it has these 5 things with those names, you know, the same
mm-hmm.
name for each. And they have, each one has a phone number, which begins with 866.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the amounts, which are, as I said, 649, 748, 1998, 89, 85, and 87.99. And I have
okay,
no idea
with
what
the phone
for.
Number.
What?
The phone number that you're calling in from, would that be one of the numbers you have on file?
Did I give you my number? Is that what you're asking?
Right, the phone number that you're calling in from, would that be one of your phone numbers?
The number that I called you from?
Yes.
The number we're on now.
Right. Would that possibly be on an account?
That is our home phone number. It's a landline. And the,
okay. Do you have a different phone number it could probably be under?
I don't think we put credit cards on a different number, but we have several. Another landline is 925-392.
No, I'm sorry. One moment, sir. 925-392.
8800.
Okay, give me one moment. Sure. Yeah, sir, we're not pulling up any information here on the account, sir. So I definitely advise you to speak with your financial institution so they can verify who you was billed through.
I didn't understand what you said.
We're not pulling up your information here, so you will have to contact your financial institution so they can verify who you're being billed through.
In other words, I should ask the credit card company?
Correct.
Okay, the credit card company, and this thing is...
You will have to call them, sir.
City Advantage Gold Card. Okay, well, I'll do that tomorrow.
Should
I call the company, this Placid Health person? Placid Health Tech Blends.
I don't know that company, sir, but if I was you, I'd just call my bank so they give me the correct number.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else?
No, thank you. Now,
great.
You were at which number that I called?
We're just an inbound call center, sir. So I don't know what number you dial.
I see.
Or just look on your phone and you'll see the number.
Well, my phone, right now you mean?
My
phone says unavailable.
Oh, I don't know the number, sir. Just contact your bank, sir, and they'll be able to assist, okay?
What company are you with?
We're a third-party billing company that services several different products.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll call the credit card company, see if they can help me. And then I'll call the company that billed us. Okay?
Of course.
Thank you
for calling customer support.
Bye.